and a moment later woke up with a start. I think that's awesome. And on Earth, we're always anxious. We want all the dead to be up in heaven, right, watching us as time goes by. But God dwells in eternity. He isn't like bound. If you were with God, you'd be in eternity. You wouldn't be right now, watching right now. The dead don't know anything about what's going on the earth. The dead aren't watching the earth. They're dead. God can call people up from the dead for a time. He can, you know, so on and so forth. But your death, the next thing after you die is resurrection. That's the next thing you will know. And so it's an instant shortcut. And Paul knew and taught this. Well, he referred to the dead as them which sleep in Jesus. He doesn't mean that in our time he would go and be living with Christ in heaven, quote unquote, but that, you know, by returning to the dust, he would also be returning to the Lord, in the sense of that's the end of his journey. He would know nothing more until the resurrection. That is the truth. That is what the scriptures teach. So he had a desire to finish his life. I mean, it would be nice to be finished with life. To have run your course. And he was feeling at this time that this trip to Rome, he knew within his heart that, hey, this could be it. This could be the end of the line. And so he was looking forward to the end of the line. You know, he'd suffered a lot of things and thought, well, you know, my death would be the final suffering and I'll be with the Lord. Or I could live a while longer. He's like, I don't know. You know, it would be good to live a while longer. I think the same way, except I, for me, it's much more imperative that I live because I think I got all these children. I need to live. But if I had run my course and my children were all adults and I was, you know, a man in his 50s and I was staring down death for the Lord's sake, I'd think, well, maybe this is the time. And it wouldn't be nice to finish up here. It's like, well, maybe I'd like to go a little further and see what's over the horizon. I'd like to make it to the last day. But even if I fell a little before that, which I kind of expect, which I do expect, actually. Still, you want to live out that course. You want to finish up your walk. Saying, yeah, it's more needful for you. The people around you need you more than you need to live. Those of you who serve God. So 25 says, and having this confidence. This word confidence is the same word as faith. I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith. Meaning, I have this faith that I, and I think he means, he's implying, as much as it is needed, I'm confident I'm going to be here for you. For your furtherance. Which means progress, advancement. Joy of faith. Verse 26, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Christ, in Jesus Christ, for me by my coming to you again. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which to them is an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation. And that of God. For unto you it is given, in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me, and now here to be in me. So, he's saying, you know, if living would make you rejoicing in Christ more abundant, that I could come, I would, you know, he's saying, I'd love to come back and see you again. Just to, if it would make you rejoice more, all the more reason. But now he's also admonishing them. Hey, let your conversation, which is your it means, let's see. Polito, it has the word like politics in it. It means to behave as a citizen. It means your public conduct. Act like a way that becomes the gospel of Christ. whether I see you or I'm not there, so I can hear of your affairs, the things you're doing, the things concerning you, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, and you're striving together. Notice, there are certain things in the gospel which are unique compared to the way philosophies of the modern times work. See, people say, well, you're so single-minded. They said this to me. You're single-minded. I'm like, well, is there something wrong with that? It says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. We're supposed to be single-minded. It says, can two walk together except to be agreed? In the Christian gospel, we are to be of one mind. They say, well, it's because someone once said to me, well, in the church, yeah, but in real life, you don't want to be single-minded. I was like, oh, no, you do. And it doesn't mean you don't judge things. You say, I have one mind. I never use any judgment. I'm just... But what it means is that however you are, you're of the same mind together. You know, whether it be of judgment, you know, you're of the same mind in judgment. Doesn't mean that all the judgment has necessarily been done. Certainly not in this age. I feel like in this time, we're so far removed from the apostles, and things have so fallen and degraded that it's really a completely... it's just a mess. Big mess. Striving together for the face of the gospel. I guess as I see this, my heart breaks as I read this. The faith of the gospel. Faith, you know, the substance of the things you believe. What is that? See, the gospel is good news. Gospel is, you know, Jesus Christ came, died to forgive our sins, and that he might deliver us from our sins. He said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. The gospel today is, believe in Jesus and escape hell. As if by merely believing in Christ. And it says, it is by merely believing in Christ. Really, all this is accomplished through faith. It is all just by faith. But the problem is, they don't really preach Christ. They've preached the name of Jesus Christ, but not the doctrine of Jesus Christ. And when you separate the doctrine of Jesus Christ from the name of Jesus Christ, you're just preaching another doctrine in the name of Jesus Christ.